I would seriously object to any increases at all, and particularly when there's such a waiting list, you know, for driving tests, and like the cost of the theory tests and the permits and everything else is very, very expensive. And it's at a time when, you know, when young people, they don't have, they're applying for their tests and applying for all for the lessons, they don't have an income themselves. So it is the parents who are an awful lot of the time forking out for this. And the theory test alone is €45. The learner permit is 35. The mandatory lessons, the 12 of those is €500. The driving test is 85. A full license is 55. So overall, you're talking about in the region of €720. And that's before you actually get into the car to drive and to pay for insurance on top of that. So, you know, I think the whole, you know, the restructuring has to take place, and they have to look at, you know, where costs are and where costs can be cut in other ways, but certainly not, you're not adding to the cost of theory tests. It's expensive enough as it is already to put a car on the road, to keep a car on the road, pay for insurance, pay for NCTs, and then just it's crazy to think that they might be talking about introducing additional costs. It's absolutely crazy.
And I'm sure, Councillor, that's felt by quite a significant amount of people in the area in terms of these increase of costs. And if they were to take place, I'm pretty sure a lot of people would say, well, it'd have to be conditional on meeting criteria, such as tackling the backlog. I think as long as there were signs of progress being affected, then people would be more accepting of it. But until then, I think a few issues need to be faced.
Well, I still don't agree. I still think that if you're talking about €720, that's enough for that should cover for per person who is going to sit a test and pass their test. And I absolutely agree that there is a need for the mandatory lessons, but definitely not that there should not, like, that should be capped at that. And you know, as I said, it's an expensive time anyway. And I know that particularly with students who are, you know, who are driving and commuting more, particularly in Sligo, you know, that a lot of people do need their car.